Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You've said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Now, love is in the house. Let me tell you something. Get yourself ready, baby. It's going to be a rough ride tonight. It's going to be a good one, though, but a rough ride. And I liked him rough ride, you know.
We're going to talk
MLB. Hit him high, hit him hard, baby.
Hit him. We're going to talk MLB. We're going to talk NFL, and we're going to get into WrestleMania 40. What is it you like to call it, Eddie?
Oh, Egomania 40.
The egos were in full effect in Philadelphia. In Philadelphia, there was a little humble pie given out. Can't wait to talk about that in the third segment. So stick around. We'll be talking a lot of sports today on Mouthing Off. Eddie, I'm in Las Vegas. And I decided to skip the slot machines and the poker tables and the shows to be here for all of the Mouthing Off fans and for my good friend Eddie Mansfield. I'm excited to do this show.
Well, Jeff, I'm excited to do it with you and for all the 6 million Mouthing Off Nation listening. We want to thank you for listening each and every week. And let me tell you something, strap yourself in. It's going to be a wild ride tonight, baby.
It is. It's so much going on in sports. This is what's considered the kind of slower time in sports after football ends, baseball's picking up. The NBA's wrapping up, the NHL's wrapping up, college basketball, which we'll definitely bring up in one of these segments, has come to an end, an exciting end, in my opinion. And it's always a good time to talk sports.
Can you say Sweet Pig?
Sweet Pig.
Yeah, Arkansas stole the Kentucky coach, man.
They did. Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that. That wasn't even on my agenda, but you're right. He said it's time
for
a new voice.
That's why you got Fast Eddie over here, brother.
That's right. All right, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
The results are in. In a nationwide double-blind taste test, Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time, available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery. Head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit applebees.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal. Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
Wireless connectivity is crucial for Americans. Smartphone technology, network speeds, and mobile services are key. But many people don't realize there's major value to be found in added customer benefits. T-Mobile is putting customers first with a new customer appreciation program. Experience VIP treatment with T-Mobile's Magenta Status. New one-of-a-kind deals and experiences on nationally loved brands like hotels, rental cars, concerts, movie tickets, and more. Plus, discounts and freebies every week from T-Mobile, all at no extra cost. For T-Mobile, Cassie Slane.
With Magenta Status, T-Mobile customers can now get sweet perks like 15% off across Hilton's 22 leading hotel brands worldwide and upgrades to Hilton Honors Silver. Free fuel top-off at Dollar or recharge at Hertz when returning your rental. $5 movie tickets every month and 25% off some of the hottest shows of the year.
Magenta Status gives customers over $1,500 a year in extra value, all for just being T-Mobile customers. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
All over the world.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
That's right. We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie,
as I said, you are.
As I said before, I'm in Las Vegas. I'm staying off of those poker tables because I don't want to get myself any trouble. And I'll tell you what, if I were going to bet, I tell you what I would be betting on right now. That is the fact that O'Dark 30 makes the best boots, clothes, hats that you can find on the internet. O'Dark 30, where tactical meets practical. It's a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, it's durable, and functional with timeless style. And my feet hurt from walking all over this city. My O'Dark, I left them at home. If I were wearing my O'Dark 30 boots, my feet would be feeling like I'd been walking on feathers all week. I'm never making that mistake again.
Yeah. Well, one thing, Vegas, you know, you're walking a lot anyway. And then especially when you're doing shows and stuff like that, we're talking about producing and audio for shows and stuff like that, folks. You know, not going to watch the girly shows. We do the shows. But anyway... Oh, Jeff, if you had those boots, I'm telling you, your feet won't bark. They'd be like floating on the cloud, baby.
Yes, sir. So, Eddie, we were talking in the break about the fact that we were talking a couple days ago, and I was telling you that I got here. I'm staying at Mandalay Bay, and in the over by the convention center, there's a Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs.
Oh,
and
I
went
Nathan's
over there. I went over there the first night and I got myself two hot dogs and their phenomenal French fries and came back to my room and ate them. And I noticed while I was over there, there was a Johnny Rockets right next to it. And I was like, ooh, man, I wish I would have gotten a chocolate shake. What the hell? I'm going to go grab a chocolate shake. So I went back down there, got myself a large chocolate shake and ate that. So I went to bed. I woke up, felt full. I felt like I'd had a nice meal. So the next night, what did I do? I didn't waste my time that time. I got my two hot dogs, my fries, and my chocolate shake and came back and ate them. And let me tell you something, Eddie. Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs are meant for eating one night in a row. You do it two nights in a row, you can get yourself in trouble. Let me tell you, chili and onions two nights in a row.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
no, that's
I'll tell
not good
you
for
what,
you.
I'm not going to tell you what happened because
I can imagine.
It's astonishing what happened. I had to put the do not disturb sign up on my door so nobody would come in here and see the atrocities that were going on. But listen, we're going to get into the MLB. Baseball Hall of Fame has announced that they're going to unveil a bronze statue of Hank Aaron on the 50th anniversary of his 715th home run on April 8th, 1975. And we're going to listen to the call of that home run right now by our mutual friend, rest in peace, Milo Hamilton.
He's sitting on 714. Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron. The fireworks are going. Henry Aaron is coming around third. His teammates are at home plate, and listen to this crowd. This sellout crowd is cheering Henry Aaron, the home run king of all time. 7:15.
Well, you know, one thing about it, he broke Babe Ruth's record. And no one thought that Babe Ruth's record would ever be broken. We both worked with Milo a few times. And Hank Aaron, 50th anniversary of his home run. And I always said, you know, you knew that Barry Bonds was on some juice because your head don't swell like some waterhead boy. You know, I mean, Barry Bonds looked like the waterhead boy, you know.
I've always said.
And he's on so much juice.
I've always said.
Hank Aaron never did anything like that.
No, they did it natural. They used alcohol and cigarettes to get themselves in shape to play. I've always said this about Barry Bonds. If you look at Barry Bonds when he played for the Pittsburgh Pirates, he was a tall, lanky hitter. He wasn't this monstrosity of a man. And hitting the weight room alone doesn't give you the change in the amount of time that we saw in Barry Bonds. I don't know if he ever admitted to doing steroids, but he definitely was doing something, whether it be HGH or testosterone.
He was doing that cream.
Yeah.
Out of San Francisco. Darren Peck, if you listen, you know what I'm talking about, because that was a big scandal in San Francisco. What about the cream?
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of cream sickles going on out there in San Francisco anyway. and Barry Bonds put that cream on his head and his body, and, you know, he grew muscles like bumps. But his head swelled up like a watermelon boy. You know, he looked like a waterhead.
Well, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that a guy like Barry Bonds, who doesn't seem to be very likable. He's not the kind of guy that 50 years from now, a couple of guys on the radio are going to be talking about how great it was that Barry Bonds broke Hank Aaron's record. Babe Ruth is a beloved baseball player, and nobody begrudges Hank Aaron for breaking his record. There are a lot of people, aka anybody that's not a San Francisco Giants fan, that begrudges Barry Bonds of breaking that record.
Well, he doesn't deserve it. Mickey Mantle never used steroids. He used to hit it out of the whole damn ballpark, and it's just pure power. Like Hank Aaron, pure power. Willie Mays, pure power. Okay, then Barry Bonds takes the cream. And then he hits 762 home runs in his career. Well, Hammer and Hank finished with 755 natural. But he also was a 25-time All-Star. 25-time. Folks, do you know how many times it takes to be a 25-time All-Star
25.
Back in that day? you had to play 25 years, man. They got an All-Star game one time a year. And that was like the mid-season classic, you know?
Yep.
And it used to really mean something. This is a joke now because you got all these woke joke bastards running things, and they screwed that up. But, you know, when you look at 25-time All-Star, he set an RBI record with 2,297 ribbies. Let me tell you something. That's hitting, folks. He's not a singles and double guy. He's a second and third guy to drive him home and to win the game. That's what Hank Aaron was.
You know, another thing, my good friend James Manis, who you worked with in the past, beloved, rest in peace, James. He always used to say that if they hadn't lowered the mound, these records probably would have never been broken. When Bob Gibson broke in and nobody could hit him, they lowered the mound, and it stayed that way since. And I'd like to sag into another thing here. In this last couple of weeks, we've lost Ellie De La Cruz, the ace from the Florida Marlins, and just now Shane Bieber, the ace of the Cleveland Guardians, have gone down. There's all kinds of shoulder and elbow issues that are happening. They're blaming it on the pitching clock, but this has been happening for years. I think they need to raise that mound back up. If the guy can throw so hard from that angle and you can't hit him, then that makes the game fun. I would really like there to be more conversation about raising the mound to save these pitchers' arms. We're getting into this era where your starting pitcher goes 4.5, 5 innings, only a
and that's not a real pitcher.
Right.
A real pitcher, when I was playing baseball, we used to throw in the 6 and 7, and then you turn it over to a closer, you know, for 7, 8, 9. And or if you had a late middle reliever would come on, and you throw 6 or 7 innings, and the seventh or he'd come in the seventh and throw an inning, and then your closer came in the 8th and 9th.
Yeah.
Or the other guy would throw 7 and 8, and then the closer come in for the 9th. You know, like a Goose Gossage was with the New York Yankees.
And
I mean, he come and shut your doors down and send you home, crybaby. You know,
and if you got in trouble, you had your middle relievers to come in. Hey, I want to, before we end this segment, which is very soon, I want to give credit to a guy from your Houston Astros, Ronel Blanco. Almost, he came 2 innings short of throwing 2 no hitters in a row.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
Yeah, I love that.
I mean, that's the kind
like
of mom, guy.
That's like, yeah. It's good stuff, man. And you talk about 50 years. You know, my buddy, you know, the lover is used to being on covers of magazines, you know, for a long time. And so Texas Hot Country Magazine, Jeff, and my buddy Leon Beck, he's a publisher. And he is the king of country music.
Yes, sir.
I mean, when you're talking about a guy who's one of the most knowledgeable people in the whole wide world, go look up Texas Hot Country Magazine at texashotcountrymagazine.com, and you'll love it. And soon you're going to see The Continental Lover live and in color right there on the cover, baby, of Texas Hot Country. And Leon, congratulations for 50 years, brother. I mean, it takes a grown-ass man the last 50 years in anything. And so my hat's off to you, Leon, and Texas Hot Country folks, all my listeners out here, and Jeff's listeners, go to texashotcountrymagazine.com, and boy, you're going to read some real good stuff.
All right, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
That's right. We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, we got to talk about him again, our good friend Lenny over at odark30.com, where tactical meets practical.
The man. Agile, hostile, brother.
You got to go check out their clothes at odark30, man. I tell you, check out their website. It's incredible how cool. This guy is the epitome of cool, so it's no surprise that his clothing is cool, but I feel like there are a lot of guys out there like you and me that see these dudes dressing up in their tight pants with their 4 inches above their shoes. They got their hipster beards. It's not even a real man's beard, and you're not going to find any of that at odark30.com. So go check it out. It's where real men shop, and check it out for our boy Lenny.
Yeah, Lenny's the man, and I'm loving Lenny as a friend, man. He's been a dear friend, and I'm so happy for him in LA with the clothing line at odark30.com. Be sure you go there.
Absolutely. So the NFL draft has been the talk of everybody since the NFL season ended, and there's so much prognostication happening about what will happen after the Bears inevitably draft Caleb Williams.
Well, you know what's going to happen. The Giants are going to take a quarterback at number 6. I'm telling you that. And it's going to be the boy out of North Carolina, May. That's the guy they want. And if they got to trade up or trade that 6 and throw it in another draft pick to get that QB, they got to have him. And I'm just telling you,
it's the one
they should be getting is J.J. McCarthy, but somebody else going to get him.
Yeah, it looks like the Denver Broncos are going to take a chance on J.J. McCarthy. Sean Payton's looking at him as his next quarterback to develop. He did it with Drew Brees in New Orleans after everybody had kind of written him off. San Diego went out and drafted another quarterback to replace him, and now Drew Brees is going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback, and Sean Payton and thinks he can do the same thing.
And well, when you talk about Drew, I remember when he hurt his shoulder, and my friend Dr. Jim Andrews, he was the world's greatest orthopedic surgeon. I mean, he was He was your Washington Commodores. you know, he was there. He took care of all their needs, you know, for a couple of pro teams, you know, for many years. He operated on every major athlete that was hurt.
Yeah.
With the C. Andrews.
He became the king of Tommy John surgery. Everybody that needed Tommy John surgery went to Dr. Andrews. And I got to give credit to one of my good friends that's in my fantasy baseball chat. When all of these pitchers started going down, he said, "Is Dr. Andrews running a buy one, get one free special right now?"
Boy, I tell you what, it was like, you know, you'd go, because I used to go to his clinic, you know, when I'd be banged up. And he did three surgeries on my knees. So from that damn wrestling business, jumping off them top ropes. And Andrew says to me, he was funny as a stitch. He'd come by there because he says to me, I was one of the second and third people in the United States to have oroscopy surgery. You know, I was a guinea pig. Yep. And so, I'll never forget that. I mean, I tore it up in the in Atlanta at what is called the Phillips Arena now, and jumping off the top rope, and the boards moved, and my foot went up to my kidney, and anyway, it just hit and tore that up, and you know, I was a main event, me and Austin Idol for the next three. I wrestled for three on that Thursday. I went to Andrews, met him at the hospital.
He was a good college quarterback.
Paid for that trophy.
And before he had his injury at a bad field, he was looking pretty good, but they were not interested in him. They drafted Kirk Cousins, and they wanted to go with Kirk Cousins.
Hey, you know, the GM, Ryan Poles, said how he was hired to break the cycle of losing like he did Jeff and everybody listening, the Malinoff Nation, as he did in Kansas City. You know, Kansas City was a laughing stock until he brought in the right coach. And I think they got the right offensive coordinator now in Chicago. And now they just got to get the right fit at quarterback. And I don't know if they're going to do that with Caleb Williams. I don't see that.
You know, I've been saying that. I don't think he's the right guy. I think there are a couple of guys that I would prefer to take in this draft, but you believe there's a steal in this draft.
Oh, without a doubt. The tight end, Brock Bowers, that guy is going. He was a tight end with the University of Georgia. He's 6'3 and a half, 243 pounds, and he can run like a lightning bolt. And you know who's looking at him, don't you?
Yeah, the Cincinnati Bengals to pair up with Joe up there. And I think that'd be he's had good tight ends, but he has yet to have a great tight end. I think he would love to have another offensive weapon to throw to.
Yeah, well, he'll be like a Gronk was to New England if he goes to the Bengals. But you know what I think is where he's going to go? San Diego Chargers.
Well,
that's what I'm telling you.
There's another guy over there that would love to have another offensive weapon. They moved on from a couple in San Diego, and they're going to have to bring in somebody to catch the football. And Brock Bowers looks like he could be a guy. He's a little bit small for a tight end, but he runs well and he catches the ball well. So we'll have to see where he ends up.
Well, you know, at the University of Georgia playing in the Southeastern Conference, man, that's like playing pro ball all 4 years, you know, GA. And you look at him, he was, you know, how many national championships did they win at Georgia? And he was a big part of that.
They were in the running every year.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. He knows what he can bring to a team, what they really need, a winner. And when you draft, you know, I don't care what he did in college, but look at him overall. Does he have a winning attitude? Is he really a winner in life? You see what I mean?
That's hardest thing to tell of these guys coming out of college. Do they have the makeup to be an NFL athlete? Do they have the mental makeup, the physical makeup? That's the hardest thing to tell. So you're always taking a flyer on a guy, but I kind of agree with you that this is going to be a good pick.
Oh, he's solid. Whoever gets him, whether it be Harbaugh and with the Chargers or the Bengals, either way, they won with that draft pick.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of winners and losers in this next draft, and there are going to be quarterbacks taken in places where maybe down the road they'll be able to argue that it was a good choice or a bad choice. But that's what you do in a draft, and you take a lot of chances on a lot of guys. I'm interested to see where people go. I'm really interested to see where the Washington Commanders go with their number two pick. I'm interested to see a lot how many picks stay in the hands of the teams that have them right now, or if there's going to be a lot of movement, if guys are going to trade picks to try to better their future, or if they hold on to them and take a guy that they're taking a flyer on, or if all of the prognosticators are right and these guys are actually going to do what everybody believes they're going to do in the NFL. But there are going to be so many questions going into this draft, and it's going to be crazy to watch these quarterbacks. There's so many in this draft. It's not often that you have a draft that's this deep in quarterback. I mean, we're not even talking about some guys in Penix and Bo Nix. Those are guys who potentially could be franchise quarterbacks, and their names aren't even being mentioned as a possible top five pick. And we'll just have to see what these guys do. Do they have different things in mind than what all of the people doing the mock drafts are doing? Right now, it seems as though it's Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams, those top two going to number one and number two. They're still wondering if Chicago or Washington are going to move those picks, but it seems consensus that those are the two guys going top two. So we're going to have to see how it works out. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Around the World.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the sea. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. Last year, more than $125 million in grants-funded initiatives were awarded by the program. Funding recipients were empowered to promote access to commercial driver's license programs, prevent human trafficking within the industry, conduct commercial motor vehicle safety-related activities, deploy innovative technology efforts, advance transportation safety research, and more. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
I
love the signs of spring. Birds chirping, flowers blooming, and a great sale at Kohl's. I just shopped their spring savings bash and found everything I need to get through the rest of the season. I got my whole family tees for $7.99 and shorts under $20. Spotted myself some cute dresses and sandals for 30% off and got patio essentials for 30% off. Not to mention I saved an extra 50% off other finds. So don't stop and smell the flowers. Get to Kohl's to save on a great spring. Select styles. Extra 50% off clearance valid through April 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
That's right. We're back on Mouthing Off All of the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, Egomania yes. 40 went off. And the egos were in full effect. And I know that The Rock showed up in Philadelphia for Monday Night Raw before the WrestleMania event, and the fans there gave it to him. They were chanting, "Shut the F up, shut the F up" at The Rock.
Welcome to Philly. It's like, hey, you know, when you're a bad dude and you're a bad guy, you know, you're hated by the fans. In Philly, they'll let you know. No ifs, ands, or buts. They don't give a rat's ass if you are The Rock. You know, they'll throw a rock at you. That's the problem.
They smelled what he was cooking, and it wasn't Geno's or Pat's, so they weren't happy with The Rock in Philadelphia. But this WrestleMania was not bad, Eddie. Even your
it was the greatest of all time. and you know, my hat's off to Triple H. And I want to also salute Stephanie McMahon. You know, Stephanie is a great lady. And Triple H has done a wonderful job with the WWE. And they said the era of Triple H began at the WrestleMania 40. Okay. Well, folks, you remember when you used to love the WWF, when it used to be like it was? Well, it's going to be like it was again. Because Triple H, he's got the formula. And you remember back in the day, when they would always say about sellout crowds, about how many people they were drawing. Remember that, Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, what's he doing now? He went back and fixed what a old lazy McMahon let happen. He took all the money and he kind of got sloppy. And now you got fresh blood, young blood, and fresh blood. It was Stephanie McMahon and Triple H, and he's got some good people around him. Now, he needs to get rid of Bruce Pritchard. I think Bruce Pritchard may go to jail. And, you know, when you look at Triple H and the job he has done against all odds, and you got to give him credit for that. I mean, he was in a firestorm of none of his doing, because he don't play that. He's not that guy. You know, he's just not that guy.
Yeah.
And him and Stephanie are loyal. And they put him in. Thank God they didn't get rid of him, because he's the only real wrestling brain they got at the WWE. And now Stephanie McMahon knows how to run the business. And she'll do a great job.
You know what they say, Eddie? They say that hard times make strong men. Strong men make good times, and good times make weak men. And that may be something that you could say about the WWE, because in the beginning for Vince McMahon, it was hard. He was trying to take over all of those different territories. He was working his hands to the bone. He was trying to make it on his own, and he put the rubber to the road and he made something great. But then it became great, and it was great for a long time, and things were really, really good for a long time. And maybe those good times made him less of what got him to where he was. And
well, I think when he did it, Jeff, when he did the billion-dollar deals with like NBC, Saudi Arabia, and Fox, okay, and his health was kind of waning, and you know, you got to give it, whether you like him or not, the guy did a great job as a promoter. Now,
oh yeah,
but he also promoted a bunch of whores too. So it's you know, your sins will find you out. You know, it's just a matter of time. And so they found him out, and at least the company's in good hands now, and I hope it stays that way. And I love the way they're doing it. And Cody Rhodes, I want to say, I told you Cody Rhodes would be the new WWE World Champion. He is the new face of the WWE. Cody Rhodes, son of a prong, Dusty Rhodes, the Malcolm Genie. Remember, Cody Rhodes, he looks like a movie star. He dresses like a movie star. And he is a star because he makes himself a star. That's what I had to do, the same thing. You got to make yourself a star. You don't dream about it. You take that dream and you turn that son of a bitch into reality. And you do that with hard work. And when hard work gets that opportunity, that's when you put the pedal to the metal. I'll never forget when Scott Casey and me were drawing all that money in Southwest Championship Wrestling, selling out arenas all over the great state of Texas. And people used to ask me in the locker room, how do you do this? I said, do you ever watch me? Just watch me. Try to follow me. You ain't going to follow Eddie Mansfield in a wrestling ring. Nay, ain't no damn way. And you, they, but one or two people can talk as good as I can on a mic. Few, very few, was good as me. And I don't mind saying it because I worked my ass off to be the Continental Lover, to be one of the greatest of all time.
Eddie, let me ask you this question. Cody Rhodes, you said he looks like a movie star. His mama must be beautiful.
Well, you know, I think he got his looks from Dusty and Michelle. That's his mama, Michelle Rhodes. And I've known Cody forever.
Yeah.
And because I've been to Dusty's house. I know Michelle, and one of the sweetest girls in the world, man. And great, great lady. And her and Dusty was a great couple. And Dusty Rhodes was, you know, when you look at the talent from that Cody, and he shoot on some of these interviews, he's shooting saying, you know, I got tired of being second. Oh, I know where he's coming from.
Yeah.
You're the one that's really drawing the damn money, and some other son of a gun is putting his ass on top, making himself look good. But people are coming to see you. They're not coming to see them. You know, and then finally, when I got my shot at a couple of different territories and I started drawing some real money from Los Angeles to San Antonio, to Atlanta, Georgia. And when the Continental Lovers started showing up, 230 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal, there ain't nothing they could do about it, brother. You know, you work it and you work it to the bank. You don't take it to shit and you just keep piling it on to them. And all my listeners, millions, millions of the Continental Lover fans listening right now, Jeff, and they know I'm speaking the gospel, brother. And when I told you that Hollywood is hype, New York is talk, Chicago is work. Well, I've been to all those cities and I've wrestled in all those cities. And that's exactly what it is. I lived in Santa Monica when I was in Los Angeles on the beach. And it sure isn't pretty like it used to be. They let a bunch of woke son of a bitches mess up the whole coast up there. You know, and that's why I love the great state of Texas. But a work ethic Cody Rhodes got. And yeah, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy being the son of Dusty Rhodes, believe me.
He worked his way to this, too, because Cody Rhodes has been around for a long time, and this is the first time he's had a world championship belt in the WWE, correct?
Yeah. Before, they just, you know, they gave him a job because he was Dusty Rhodes' boy, you know, instead of what he did is he went out and he met Tony Khan, and he started the AEW. Now, AEW, Tony Khan, if you or your students are listening, there's a couple people you need to fire. Tony Schiavone, he's going to kill your damn company. And that's one reason him and Jim Ross, or the reason Cody Rhodes left AEW. You let the bank walk out the door, and he banking, believe me. How many people did they draw at WrestleMania? How much merch did they sell at WrestleMania? And don't tell me, oh, that's WrestleMania. Oh, yeah, it's WrestleMania. But they had it two nights. They drew 140,000 people in two nights, Jeff.
You brought them up, so here we go.
Oh, my jabroni of the week's really easy. It's Jim Ross, known as JR, lying son of a bitch. Let me tell you something. Jim Ross and Bill Watts went in and stole Leroy McGirt, who happened to be blind, his territory. And Leroy McGirt, and I was told by the McGirt family what you did, Jim Ross. So always remember, God will get even the way you did the McGirt family, you and Bill Watts. It's just time will get you. And you said you never, the guy, Jeff, lied to this, one of my friends. He says, oh, I don't really know Eddie Mansfield. You lying son of a bitch. You gave me a card when you bummed a ride in Houston off of me. Me and Larry Lane and Terry Funk. It was at a big fan convention in Texas. And he begged to ride in the car with us. Then he's handing out his little Trinkets and Trash card, Jim Ross, with novelties. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so this guy's just... You got to get rid of people like that. They kill your company. They're bloodsuckers.
Well, I was on here defending him, and you put me in my place. I'm no longer doing it. He's a jabroni.
Well, you shouldn't. You know, you can't. Yeah. I mean, I sent you what McGirt sent me. I mean, he was part of that, locking Leroy McGirt out of his own office.
Yeah, you turned me around. I'm definitely no longer a fan. So thank you, Eddie, for pointing me in the right direction. I needed it, and you did it for me. That's what friends do. And hey, to end my point from before, I think that hard times fell on a man named Triple H, and hard times, had he taken over when things were good and everything was great, maybe it wouldn't have worked out. But hard times
fell on
Triple H.
Well, he wouldn't be hungry.
Yeah, he's hungry.
See? He's hungry.
And
because he has to now.
Yeah.
And he always wanted to. I mean, you know, great minds. You know, I got a great wrestling mind. And it's like, I choose to do television. I don't choose to do wrestling anymore.
Yep.
Oh, I can do wrestling all day long. I'm one of the best in the business at producing it. But I just, I choose my path wisely, Jeff. And you know, you've done a lot of shows with me, television wise, and not counting radio. It's, you know, I hand pick my people because I want only the best working with Eddie Mansfield. And that's the way I handle myself in life. I only want the best. I've never been second best, jackass. You know something? If you second best and you happy with second best, well, you might as well just sit on your ass and just leave it alone. I'm never happy being second. Number one guy, Jeff. Always remember that.
I do remember that. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Hey, jabronis. Mouthing Off will return.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is Mouthing Off.
This is Mouthing Off, and I'm Jeff Taylor with host and continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, one more time for our boy Lenny. I got to talk about odark30.com. Oh, yeah. It's tactical meeting practical. It's where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. Made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges, it's comfortable, it's durable, and functional with timeless styles. Functional is not a word, Eddie. Functional with timeless style.
Hey, it sounded damn good, though, you know? And you know, odark30.com, you know, doesn't get any better than that. Like I told you before, it's five star. Talking about a shout out, let's do a shout out to my buddy Leon Beck, the great state of Houston, Texas, and Texas Hot Country Magazine. Hey, for all you listeners out there, all 6 million of your happy asses, I love you to death. Go to texashotcountrymagazine.com and take a look at Leon and his work. He's a country music icon. And I don't say that lightly because he is that good. And I appreciate him. And I love working with people like him.
Not only is he an icon, he is an aficionado. He knows everything about country. And
Yeah.
Proof is in the magazine. If you're a country music fan, definitely go check it out. Listen, Eddie, we got into the NFL. We got into a little bit of Major League Baseball. We talked WWE. Yeah. We forgot to talk about UConn repeating in the national championship. They allowed Zach Edey to get Zach Edey's points and rebounds, but they shut everybody else down. They were dominant, and it's been really fun to watch Dan Hurley and that team be so incredible. It's brought that program back to the map where it used to be for such a long time, and they seem to be back and winning championships, which is really cool.
Yeah, but you know what's really cool? It's Arkansas. Suey Pig stole Kentucky's head coach.
Calipari, they needed a new voice in Kentucky, he said.
Huh. Well, you better bring old Colonel Sanders back.
All right, Eddie. Tell him goodbye.
Hey, for Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield. See you next time. Right here on Mouthing Off.